first up tonight to tell her story based on the theme Promises. Promises is Jean Melter. If you've been here before, you've seen her before. Her hometown is from Los Angeles. She currently lives in San Luis Obispo, and she is a writer. So please welcome Jean Melter.
Thank you, Kirk. Well, last month I told you the story of my family's sickening overnight flight from Los Angeles to Dublin in 2007. My husband had been awarded a sabbatical. He's a professor of physics at Cal Poly, and he would be working at the Dublin Institute of Technology from January to July. So now I'm going to continue that story. So before we left, among the many things we had to do was to decide what we were going to do about the boys' education when we were over there. So our boys were, at that time, 10 and 13. So they were 5th grade and 7th grade. And everyone we talked to had an opinion on this subject. We really must homeschool them so that we have the freedom to travel and explore Ireland. And then there's the other camp. You really need to put them into school. Otherwise, they're not going to experience the culture or make any friends. And how awful is it? Kids belong in school with other kids. So now the boys had a very strong opinion. They pretty much demanded that I homeschool them. And I say I because it was really my decision, because I'm the one who would be home all day with them while Matt was at work. He would just be in charge of math in the evenings, but I would do everything else. So it was my decision. And the boys worked on me, and the older one especially has, you'd say, a gift for argumentation. And there was a lot of guilt involved because they didn't want to go on this trip. They're homebodies. They didn't want to leave home, but their argument for homeschooling was the idea of walking into a new school in a different country, even though they speak English there, and being new and different kids with a funny accent, it all just terrified them. They're just not the sorts of kids who would enjoy that sort of attention. You know, say on the playground, let's hear you say something in American, you know, that kind of thing. So they would just hate that. So they worked on me. I caved in and agreed to homeschool them. But I didn't have any time to consult with homeschooling parents or do any planning or gather any materials. But see, I'm a former teacher. I'm a fairly creative person. So I knew I'd do a great job when the time came. And I was excited because the boys had always disliked school. No, so they're those kinds of kids. They're bright and they get good grades, but they really dislike school. And I thought, you know, here's a chance for them to have a wonderful educational experience. And you hear about all the magic that happens in homeschool homes, you know. And I was really looking forward to it. And plus, they get a break from the tedium of regular school. So we go on our trip. Now we're in, it's January, we're in Dublin. We didn't start homeschool right away because there's lots to do. You know, we need to find a home, for example. That's very time-consuming. So the boys spent day after day in our kind of hotel apartment watching episodes of The Simpsons because someone had given them hundreds of DVDs, and reading Harry Potter and drawing. And we didn't go outside all that much because the weather is so horrible there. And so we kind of go out and scurry back in. And so maybe a week, 10 days passed before we found a home and moved into it. And it was in this really cool seaside, bustling little town called Malahide, about 12 miles north of Dublin. And what a great place to homeschool, too, because, you know, they had a library, then a castle, a beach, an estuary, and lots of parks and lots of culture going on, you know, the trad music, as they say over there. And so I was really excited about this. But we didn't get started right away when we moved into our house because it wasn't fully furnished. And we didn't have a department store in town, so I had to go to other towns on buses and buy sheets and towels and all this. So the days passed. It was mid-January by the time we really got, you know, focused on homeschool, and I sat down and made my plan, and it was a great plan. So this is it. So day one, have breakfast. Then after breakfast, we read the Irish Times aloud to each other, just the interesting articles, and then discuss them. And then after that, we get out the weather books I got at the library, and we learn about rain. Isn't that clever? To learn about rain in Ireland. And then we would go, if the weather, if there was a break in the weather, we would go out on the beach and observe nature and maybe kick around a ball for PE. And we'd come home, we'd read Irish folk tales and then analyze them and start writing folk tales of our own, and which we would then illustrate. And then we'd wrap up the day going to the internet cafe, because we didn't have internet access at home, and write letters to the emails to the folks back home. And then, of course, math in the evening with when their father came home. And so isn't that a great plan? I was really excited. And when I woke up that morning, I was cheerful and optimistic. And at breakfast, I told the boys the plan. And I was so surprised that they weren't excited. They just... In fact, they looked a little depressed. But then I thought to myself, you know what? They're used to regular school, you know, which they've always found so tedious, and they don't know how much fun homeschool is going to be. So after breakfast, we did the dishes, and then we reconvened at the table with all our materials, and we opened up the paper, and I asked the boys to take turns reading aloud. And I picked the really interesting articles, too, like crime and, you know, weird... you know, natural phenomena, weird animals, and accidents, and things like that. And but they read, when they were reading, it was like a monotone, just kind of a depressed monotone. And then the discussion period, they didn't have any questions or comments. And so then we moved on to the weather, and my older boy complained that he already knew all about weather. And the younger boy said, yeah, he did too. He did too. And I said, well, you know, you probably don't know about, say, tornadoes. You know, we could study tornadoes. You just no enthusiasm. And the whole day went like this. And the second day too. And they were actually watching the clock like they were in oppressive regular school instead of stimulating homeschool. And on the third day, we all ended up in tears. And I don't remember what or who started it, but real tears requiring the Kleenex box. And so on account of that, I canceled homeschool on the fourth day, and we took the dart into Dublin and went to the Natural History Museum, which is, after all, educational. But on that day trip, I had time to think, and what I was thinking was this. On the first 3 days of homeschool, morning and afternoon, I saw groups of children in uniform trudging past our front windows. And I thought, the boys are miserable in homeschool. They might be happy in regular school. And anyways, I'd be happy. So the next day, we carried on with homeschool. It went just as it had before, except I had a little song in my heart, because I knew that at 3 o'clock, I was going to set out by myself. I was going to find that school. Those kids were going to and from every day. And I was going to sign those boys up for it. And this is what happened. I lied about where I was going. I left the house. And I made inquiries in the town, and I found St. Somebody's, and marched in there to talk to the secretary. And this is what I already knew about Irish schools. There's no such thing as separation of church and state. So all the schools in Ireland are Catholic, except for just a few that are Protestant. But I knew this was the case. But so I introduced myself and explained my situation. She was a little grumpy and harassed, and she said that the school was already way overcrowded. And but I could submit an application, and the board would consider it. And I said, well, you know, how long would that take? And she said, well, they'll meet again in 3 weeks. And I, of course, secretly panicked, thinking, I can't even stand 3 more days of homeschool. But and then she added that I would also need to submit birth certificates, which I had, and baptismal certificates. So I didn't want to tell her, but I had to tell her that the boys had not been baptized. And she looked at me like I was some sort of questionable person. And then she said, well, what religion are you? uh-oh. And I had to tell her that we didn't have a religion. And she just sort of shoved the papers at me and said, good luck. And so I left, and I was feeling pretty discouraged, but I made a few more inquiries in town, and it turns out there were more schools than St. Somebody's. There's St. So-and-so's, and, you know, they're dotted around, and then there's a Protestant school. So I still had hope. And at dinner, I announced to the kids what I was up to. And you should have heard the howls of protest. You know, tears in their eyes, shouting at me, you promised you'd homeschool us, you promised. And I said, I know I did, but you have to admit it's not going very well. And you might enjoy school. School might be way more interesting than this. And then they brought up every argument they had presented me with, you know, back in December before we left. And I said, you know what, it might not even happen, so, you know, let's not get into it, but I am going to go to those other schools and then over the next few days. Well, you know, wouldn't you know, they were a lot more cooperative the next day. And I did go out the next few days and heard pretty much the same story from each school, the overcrowding and all that, or the long wait. And then after a while, I decided to just give up. And when I announced to the boys that I was giving up on enrolling them in terrifying regular school, and we would just homeschool for the next 5.5 months, they were so relieved and grateful that it just turned everything around. And now they were interested in what we were studying, and they had ideas about what to study. So we studied Irish culture and art and music, and we wrote stories, and we explored castles and ruins and all the flora and fauna of our area. And it turned out to be pretty great. I'm not saying every day was wonderful, but it was a pretty neat experience for all of us. And when we got home, we compiled a book of everything we'd learned and all our art and stories and reports back home. And we were quite proud of it. And there you go. Thank you.